25 of February 2009, the prayer part 10, the end of the reflections about the prayer of the heart. Those people who are trying to pray a longer time, the prayer of the heart, and also doing it regularly, they will have the experience that this prayer is present in our heart. It starts to get easy just to go into your own heart where there is this little room, this little cell of a monk, which is constructed through the prayer. For example, when it's very noisy outside and we are in the danger for distractions. But even if there is not much noise, we like to go into this inner cell to be with the Lord. And after time, it will be very normal and usual for us. But of course, that we reach this, we have to follow the invitation of Christ and to practice this prayer in our insight. It will be then a wonderful way for us, because we will like this prayer and we will be at home in the Lord with this prayer. Some teachers say this prayer starts to pray for alone. That means, better to say, starts to pray through the Holy Spirit. So it can happen that you are already in prayer, you know to that, and you didn't start concretely. Or you wake up in the morning and you see you're praying. In the beginning of the three meditations about the heart prayer, I said that the prayer of the heart is like a step before contemplation will arrive us. Yes, it will help a lot if we connect the heart prayer with the spiritual path. Because the contemplation comes, according to the will of God, as his gift, if the soul made some steps of inner transformation. It will be always a gift, the contemplation, but we can prepare it. In the contemplation, it's God who is working in our soul directly and is transforming our soul, and we are not active. But to invite God to work in this way, of course, it remains always a decision of God if he wants to give us the way of contemplation. We need normally a longer way. And the heart prayer is very good for the preparation of contemplation. Because with this prayer, our heart starts to get purified. We bring our thoughts in order, and the calling of the name of Jesus Christ is penetrating our heart. So we come closer to the inside of our soul, and God is there according to his own word. And the simplicity of this prayer is so simple, but it helps us to be more concentrated to God and allows the Holy Spirit to come very deep in our heart so we can notice, even feel sometimes his presence, the fathers of this prayer speaking about a certain kind of warmness inside through the prayer. Of course, when we go often into this inner cell, we will be not so much abandoned to the dynamic of the outside world. and we will deal better with the outside world. And it starts to have a contemplative basic in our life. Not an active in the first place, not the contemplation will be the first. That means we can look to the world with the eyes of God, in a deeper connection with the Lord. Maybe we can use one image from the Lord, from the Holy Scripture. Jesus speaks that his disciples are light of the world, and he speaks of the sourdough, which is penetrating all. And if we use this word for the prayer of the heart, you can say the prayer of the heart is a sourdough, which can penetrate all and everything. Let us remind that this prayer is normally that we will be always praying. So the Holy Spirit is praying in us. And now the Holy Spirit takes over the leading in our life more and more. And this will also influence what we're doing outside, more in his peace. And also the Holy Spirit can ask us very easily to come to the prayer that we go inside the silence of the heart, which is then always more transformed according to the image of God. And when you look to this, we can say we are in a certain way one step before the contemplation, and we can wait if God wants to lead us deeper in the secret of his love in this very special relationship with him. Of course, we will also have times of desert. Oh, we are distracted in the times of prayer, of the heart prayer. It might be also said sometimes it's not easy to pray, and we are in temptation to let it. But it's the same with all kinds of prayer in this case. We need to be constant and faithful. And then God will lead us through all these inner deserts, which will serve that our faith will be strengthened. Of course, those who are living in the world, they cannot do it in the same intensity, this prayer, like the monks. But also, if we do not have the same intensity like the monks, this prayer will bear a lot of good fruits and will make our prayer very rich and to deepen the relationship to our Lord. One thing in the end, we should not, if we start to practice the prayer of the heart, that for this the rosary. No. The rosary is a wonderful prayer given us from the Catholic Church and has a special meaning because of the closeness of Our Lady. So it's not that we should pray heart prayer and lead rosary. No, we can do both. The heart prayer will be something added to our praxis of prayer out of the treasure of the Holy Church.
In the communion verse, we hear the word, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going."
Attendite, popule meus, legem meam. Inclinate aurem vestram in verba oris mea.